Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Team PXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. My name is Corey James here in Canandaigua, in my office, in my home right now. That's where I'm broadcasting from. That is Breezy. And Breezy,
hey,
on Park Ave in downtown Rochester, in her home, not on the street. She actually has an apartment.
In my makeshift office, I bought a desk off Craigslist. Safe social distancing, obviously. But yeah, my $20 desk is holding up great right now. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, so we're broadcasting from home for the time being. But we are still here for you through the beauty of technology. And if you want to reach out to us, please shoot us a text at 69822. You can also, of course, reach out through any social media. We are still here for you. Do not worry, even though we're not necessarily in the studio. But thanks to all of this magic, we are still here for you. And
ready to chat.
We've been kind of making it a theme on the show this morning, talking about a lot of the big changes that we've been facing here with this coronavirus. And obviously, there's huge difficulties when it comes to health, when it comes to mental health. But again, we're trying to not focus on all the negativity and the scary stuff. We want to focus on some of the good, and I want to focus on a change. And look, I know change can be scary. We talked about it earlier this morning, especially when it's as drastic as what we're experiencing now. But I want to focus on the change of that for many of us. And you can correct me if you disagree, but for many of us, life has really slowed down. I mean, here's the test. Here's how you can tell if life has really slowed down for you. When I say this and give it the answer, and you're shocked. So, it's only been 1 week since the non-essential business ban went into place.
Stop.
1 week, right?
Stop.
Everyone.
Oh my gosh, it feels like a month.
Yes, exactly. Yes, exactly what I'm saying. My wife said the same thing. Everyone that I've talked to in our virtual hangouts has been saying the same thing. Time is just, it's creeping on. It's, I don't know, having like flashbacks to being a kid in class, right? Where you would just stare at the clock.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's always seemed like things would just go slower.
It's tough. I can't even believe it. And not only has time basically stopped and now it's going at a snail's pace, but there's so many other things that we're doing now that we wouldn't have done if we were just so hustle and bustle.
Yeah,
and I think that's awesome.
Yes, this slowed down life that we're going to be living for at least a little while longer, you should embrace it, because it's hard probably now to think back to life before, but think about what life was like for many of us. It was go, 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 right? All these things get done at work. Oh, I got to take the kids to a
million soccer and football
practices.
And band, yeah, and dance.
And you never, yeah, have kind of a moment to breathe. And you never have a moment,
right,
to kind of just think and reflect. And I really, really, really want people to take this slowed down time and really try to make the best of it and really try to appreciate the fact that, yes, there's a lot of badness that is attached to all of this, certainly. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of scary things that are attached to this. Yes, of course. But this is one of those positive things. The fact that you can slow down a little bit. You can maybe connect a little better with your kids or your significant other or your friends, even those that you can't see in person. If it's through online, virtual hangouts, you know, whatever it may be. Life has slowed down, and now we have time to do a lot of that stuff that we just didn't before.
It is. It has for sure. And if you really think about it, yes, this whole virus and this whole pandemic has been awful. It really has. But what hasn't been awful is the fact that this will probably, hopefully, fingers crossed, never happen again. There's never been a moment where you're just given this time, this extended period of time where you're just like, how about you just sit there for a second, relax, and think about what's really important to you in your life.
Sure.
This is a wake-up call that we never wanted, but we so desperately needed.
I don't agree with that.
I don't agree with that.
I think this is something that everyone has asked for. Not certainly the negative health aspects, but this slowed down version of life. How many times have you caught yourself thinking or saying to a loved one, like, it's just so crazy. It's so busy. I just need a minute. Like, well, guess what? Here we are. You've got your minute. You've got more than a minute.
I get that. But I also feel like it just gets lost. And we get so deep into our routines and so deep into our schedules that some people really don't even sit there and think about, like,
really?
sure it would be nice, but there's this and that, and Sally's got dance and Johnny's got football. And what are we having for dinner? And like, you know,
think
what I mean?
Think about how many times on this very show, even you, Breeze, would say how much you loved doing nothing on a weekend.
Absolutely.
Like that's the perfect example right there.
That's true.
Just one long weekend of nothing.
It's a pretty long weekend, that's for sure.
It is, but I was hoping to bring this up to maybe change people's perspectives and how they're looking at all of this. And instead of when I say, oh, it's only been a week since the whole non-essential business ban is gone into place, instead of, oh my God, are you kidding me? It's felt like a month in a negative way, and I can't kind of wrap your head around it kind of way, right. and maybe more so in an appreciative way of, oh yeah, it really, really has been a lot of time here to kind of do all this other stuff and think about all these other things.
And I think it's great that life has slowed down, but at the end of the day, I think what we really are going to take away from this is a sense of balance. And because how many of us are sitting here right now, and some of us did get this break that we so desperately wanted, or we're longing in a sense, but you're like, I'm so bored. I have nothing to do. How many shows of Netflix can I watch?
There's plenty of things to do. Plenty of things to think about.
And I think that once this all comes back around and we all get out of the woods with this, you will have a sense of balance of like, yeah, you can run around for X amount of hours, but give yourself that time to just sit on the couch and do nothing and think about nothing and spend time with your family. Go for a walk. The sense of balance that you are going to take away from this, the slow down factor of life, is something that you need to embrace.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's gone from essentially being like in an Indy car and then slamming on the brakes, right? It's a drastic overcourse correction. But I can totally see how moving forward, hopefully we can find maybe a little more moderation for a little bit of a slower time. Slow time is not always bad time. That's what I'm getting at, Breeze.
Corey, do you think that we really will, once this is all over, kind of have a sense of that? Or do you think we're just going to go back to our regular lives and be so thankful that we can go get, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken or whatever your favorite food is?
They're doing delivery. And
sit there and be there with everyone. I don't know. Do you think that that's going to be the case? Or do you think that we're just going to be like, oh my God, thank God?
Nah, again, I think it will be the balance, because it's not, life is not going to go back to what it was before. That's just not going to happen. We are going to be changed from this. And that is without a doubt in my mind. And again, there's going to be some good things. I think this is a good thing. That balance you talked about. Yeah, we need a little bit of slow time in our life every now and again. It doesn't need to be always just go, 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 go. I mean, when it goes that fast, you don't even have time to realize what's happening. You're just kind of always in the moment and going, right? You don't have time to sit back and reflect. We now have that time. So take advantage of it. Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.